In the cultural capital, that was Berlin in the early 1930s, art and politics often clashed, with modern artists like George Grosz leading the charge.
Grosz was fearless, and whether it was his art or his politics, he spoke his mind. For that reason, he was probably the most famous communist artist in Germany at the time, and he used his art as a weapon.
A weapon to lampoon those in power through political cartoons and graphic, sometimes grotesque, paintings. Grosz even dared to caricature Adolf Hitler, according to Jonathan Petropoulos, history professor at Claremont McKenna College in California.
George Grosz poked fun at almost everyone, but especially the Nazis. He threatened the Nazis in a way that they were never going to forgive him.
He was in his studio, and they're banging on the door, and where's that pig, Grosz?
Grosz's youngest son, Marty, now 84, recalls a story his father told about Nazi thugs coming to his studio.
There they are, fuming and stuff. Where's Grosz? We want him. We'll take care of him. He said, I'm sorry. He said, he's not here. I'm just the guy that cleans up.
And they believed him?
And they believed him. And he got out of it that way.
So it's no surprise that when Hitler decided to wage war against modern art, George Grosz became enemy number one. His art and the works of other contemporary artists, including Paul Klee, Otto Dix, Max Beckmann, Ernst Kirchner, Vasily Kandinsky, and others, were denounced, confiscated from museums, and then put on public display as examples of degenerate art.
The degenerate art exhibition clearly was very ideological. It was a way of articulating the Nazi worldview.
A worldview that saw modern art as vulgar and a threat to the German identity. This is the only known film footage of the original degenerate art show, which opened in Munich on July 19, 1937. And was seen by an estimated 2 million Germans. Now, some of that art has been brought together again at the Neue Gallery in New York City.
The Nazis were eager to get these pieces.
Professor Olaf Peters is the exhibition's curator.
It's like a condensed form of what was the historical moment in Munich in the summer of 1937.
What makes this new exhibit so unusual is that for the first time, both the condemned art and art sanctioned by the Nazi Party are on display, side by side. Even artists who were members of the party, like Emil Nolde, weren't spared.
But Dr. Peters, what is so degenerate about this?
In the case of Nolde, it is like it has something to do with the intense color. It's more of the portrait of a girl, not showing us the accurate physiognomy of a girl, but more interpreting her by color.
And this too, this is supposed to have a negative influence on people?
This, in the eyes of the Nazis, was a sort of ridiculing what was going on.
So the Nazis felt that this was poking fun at farmers, and that's what made this offensive?
This could be painted maybe by a child.
But it's not difficult at all to recognize the sanctioned art, highlighting the virtues of the German people in a style called Romantic Realism.
This particular piece was bought by Adolf Hitler personally, and it was placed over his fireplace in the Führer building in Munich. So this is really the history of the painting is directly linked to the history of Adolf Hitler and what he appreciated in terms of style and image of a woman.
Compare them to George Grosz's portraits, warts and all.
Do you remember hearing as a child about the degenerate art show at all in 1937?
Not as a real child. I would have been 7 years old then. But I do know that he was kind of depressed about the whole thing.
By 1937, Grosz had already packed up his family and moved to the United States.
what made him leave was that he'd been threatened.
Gross, like most degenerate artists, was not Jewish.
You didn't have to be Jewish to be disliked by the Nazis. He was an enemy of the state, and that meant that he lost German citizenship. He lost his bank account. They garnished. They took everything.
He got a job teaching at the Art Students League in New York and also worked as an illustrator.
He wanted to become American. It sounds like a joke in the worst way. No. He said, if I'm going to go to America, I'm going to become an American.
As for the other denounced artists, their self-portraits tell the story. Oskar Kokoschka was defiant. Ernst Kirchner, devastated. He committed suicide in 1938. Much of the denounced art was later simply sold off by the Nazis, lost or even destroyed, leading them on a path to even greater atrocities, says Professor Petropoulos.
I don't think one can separate the Nazis' art policies, their campaign against degenerate art, and their plundering programs later from the ideological, the genocidal project.
That's the boat he came over on.
And he did this for you?
Yeah. Here's the shellfish, Emma. He can't get along with anybody and is always angry.
George Gross died in 1959. He was never quite able to recapture his place in the world of modern art. But his son Marty says his legacy endures.
I'm proud of him, that he was considered a bad person by Hitler and Goering and all those people. In a sense, it's a badge of honor.